Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David and Orly Simai, L'Ilui Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim, Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren Ben Moshe, L'Ilui Nishmas Gittel Basar Rav Eliezer Manoach. I want this evening to talk to myself. Right now we're in the midst of a campaign for our yeshiva, one of these charity campaigns, charity, where you get four times matched, quadruple matched, I guess it's called. And we started this afternoon at 2 o'clock and it has till 2 tomorrow, 24 hours. We have to raise, on this particular case, it's $100,000. And it's been a little bit sluggish this evening. The goal was to get halfway there before the morning or by the end of the evening, and we're not quite doing it. And that gives sometimes a little bit of pause for cause and concern, like, what's happening? Are we going to make the goal? There's so much at stake. It's four times the amount. And how do we deal with that? Of course, what we want to do is strengthen our bitochen. But how do we go about it? Or, to be put in a more personal tone, how do I go about strengthening that bitochen and not letting it falter and be weakened or undermined by what seems to be a problem? It's just not clicking. It doesn't seem to be working as it should. And I like to just think out loud and share some of these thoughts. First of all, we have to know that true bitochen only comes out of a situation of fear and concern. The Mefarshim say, I think that all Bag learns like that, that Yaakov Avinu, when it says, Vayiro Yaakov, Yetzelo, he was afraid of Esav. And he learns that, why was he afraid of Esav? He had Haftocha, Rashi even says, well, he was afraid maybe the Haftocha was bottled because he wasn't deserving. So why didn't he have bitochen even without a promise? You have bitochen, don't be afraid of Esav, have bitochen. And he explains that he wanted to have real bitochen. And real bitochen emanated from a forced fear. He focused on the fear of Esav, so I should rise to true bitochen. Because without it, then what I have is not real. I'm not afraid. I don't have a problem. If I don't have a problem, so I don't have bitochen. I just have the absence of a problem. So bichlal, we have to know in everything in life, Hashem gives us the difficulty and sometimes tightens the screws on the difficulties and makes it even more difficult just to catapult us into a true state of bitochen, because otherwise we'd be in a state of everything's okay. So there's nothing to have bitochen about. And even if we espouse the words bitochen and sing the song, but it's not real because there is no problem for which I have to put my trust in Hashem. So first, he tends to often create a problem. And this is, of course, what we may be going through right now. It's a little sluggish. It's not really going. It gives pause for thought that maybe the campaign is not going to be so successful. But that's all part of a system to strengthen bitochen. And when we know we are being tested and prodded to strengthen that bitochen, it motivates us and it helps us to work on it and to actually try to strengthen it. But there's something else about the delayed response of bitochen. Many years ago, when we came to the San Fernando Valley, I remember putting up a sign in the bookkeeper's office, Yeshuas Hashem Keherafayin. The salvation from Hashem comes in the blink of an eye, like the blink of an eye. And after a couple of months, this individual who was not a religious person, a very fine person, says, I get it. I really get it that Hashem helps us with everything. But why does he have to blink always the last minute? The last minute, right the day of the payroll, the day of the deadline, the day of this, the day of, that's why? Why can't he ever blink a couple of days earlier? And I told her, I said, if he were to blink earlier, we wouldn't realize that it comes from him. we wouldn't realize that he's blinking, because we would assume that that's the way it is. Well, we have good parents, we have wealthy community, we have good fundraisers, we have this. But when he always blinks at the last minute, you could tell it's not because of anything we have. It's all because he is blinking. So often that, too, is why he pushes for the last minute. And these things are thoughts that I, if I wish to be machazik myself at this point, have to think about again and again and again and again. The last minute, when first things are going a little sour and there is a problem, then the problem is what catapults me into a better state of bitachon. And then also the last minute is because if it happens before, it looks like it's natural. It looks like things are happening because they're set up to happen, rather than we see Yeshua Hashem Keherifayin, that happens the last minute, everything kicks in. So these are some thoughts that I have to tell myself over and over and over again. But there are many more, and sometimes even much more extensive thoughts. One of the things the Vilna Gaon reminds us is to think about the past. And he says it on what we say in Nishmas, Adheinu Azarunu Rachamecho, Vilna Azavunu Chasodecho, Vilochein Anachnu Betuchim, he says, Sha'al Titshenu L'Netzach. So he said, until now, why did you help me? Only because of mercy and rachamim and chesed, because I didn't deserve anything until now. And look how much you've helped me. Look what you've given me. Look, mekimi me'ofro dol me'ashpa yisyorim evyoin. You've given me so much. And I know that it's all chesed and rachamim, not because I deserve. If that's the case, what am I worried about? The chesed and rachamim doesn't change. My deserving might change, but not Hashem's chesed. And if everything he gave me until that was only chesed and rachamim, why should I even think, why should I even consider the possibility of change? And that should strengthen me by looking at the past and the chesed and the rachamim of the past. That should strengthen me and say, hey, there's no reason why shouldn't. You didn't deserve it then, and he did. That's what he does. He's going to change now. That's what he'll continue to do. And that is an additional source of strength of bitochen in order to feel that confidence that Hashem is going to take care of things as He promised and as appropriate. We also have to look deeper into the Chesed Hashem. Hashem cares about us. Hashem loves us. Hashem feels our pain. He's with us with our pains, and he feels our pains. And maybe, kaviyochol, I don't know if doesn't have human feelings, but maybe he feels them even more than we feel them. And when we realize that, so then we it gives us a focus and says, hey, he's in trouble too. This is b'chol tzoroi som loitzor. In all of their troubles, he has trouble. It's his trouble. He takes it so seriously, and therefore he will take care of us. We can rely on him because this is really his problem, because there's nothing we can do about it anyway, and it's all up to him. And the more that we can focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on our relationship with him, on the fact that he takes care of everything, that he does everything, and he's in charge of everything, and he's in control of everything, we can gradually elevate ourselves to higher, ever higher levels of bitochen b'Hashem. If we do not pay attention, if we allow things to happen just automatically, if we don't put any cap on some of the things that we do that may be antithetical to bitochen, then who knows? And another thing that we have to do to constantly inspire bitochen is tefillah. You know, we tend to take the world for granted. So, you know, we're an established institution. We're running a campaign. Of course, it's going to go well. That is not relying on Hashem. That's relying on ourselves. That's relying on, I don't know what it is, but it's not relying on Hashem. It's going to go well, of course. I'm very confident it's going to go well. The confidence is in Hashem. It may not go well. It doesn't have to go well. Al pi derech hateva, it doesn't make any sense that it's going to go well. But it's going to go well anyway, because that's what Hashem wants. And we are focused on that, and that gives us the strength to really maintain that bitochon. So it's work. It's work. It's work, and when we get a little bit shaken up, we have to rise above it. We have to use that shake-up to bring ourselves to ever higher and deeper and better and stronger levels of bitochon. And that's really, really what it's all about. And we have to daven. We have to daven. When a Jew prays, he connects with Hashem. He's in the closest proximity with Him, and he can begin to feel that Hashem is in fact listening, that Hashem is in fact participating in my life, and that I will be zeicher that Hashem will take care of me. And these are things that we constantly have to review, especially and specifically when we are in a dire strait, a tight strait, because it's in those straits that everything all starts to fall apart. But if we can strengthen that bitochon, if we can turn to Hashem in tefillah, if we can learn Musar about bitochon, what it means, the chesed Hashem, and what chesed He does for us, and how His chesed is endless, and how He loves us more than we love ourselves, and how the pain that He feels for our difficulties are more than we feel the pain, and how much He wants to help and do for us, the more that we can feel this, the more that we can actually strengthen that bitochon and face the difficulties of life with a great measure of confidence in the future.